Yeah, thanks very much, Oisin, for taking us on. Yeah, delighted, absolutely delighted that we're at this stage and we're hopefully all systems good to go again at the weekend. Yeah. He's got.
And was it the right decision then by the league, obviously, and a shown followed suit as well, and just adding those couple of extra weeks in, given the current climate that we're in at the minute?
I think so, Oisin. Like, you know, this was something we were kind of thinking about ourselves, and it kind of came to a head there when the numbers were going the wrong way over the Christmas period. And we surveyed our clubs, and we left the last say to them, and I mean, it was overwhelming. The feedback came back from them. Out of the 39 clubs, 31 of them were all in favour of pushing back for a fortnight to give us that little bit of breathing space, you know. So you know 80% of the clubs were in favour of it. And again, that's one thing about us. We're kind of guided by what the clubs want, you know, as much as what we want ourselves, you know. But the final say will nearly all the time be left the clubs to, and they were happy enough for that.
Yeah, and they're all well rested now at this stage, I'm sure. So they are, Nigel. So they'll be very, very eager to get back into action. We'll take a look at just some of the fixtures on the return of the Donegal Junior League this weekend on both Saturday and Sunday. We'll start with Sunday. Obviously, there's games involving sides in the Junior Cup, the Ulster Junior Cup, likes Letterkenny Rovers, Bonnie United, Kildrum Tigers, Raphoe Town all playing. But in the top flight, the leaders Kilmacron and Celtic are in action. They're meeting their old rivals at Castlefin Celtic. Letterkenny will be looking to continue in the form which they finished 2021 on, so they will, Nigel.
Yeah, they Sunday Premier Division's tight. I mean, there's only 5 points separating the top five teams there, you know. Bonagie, they're not playing this weekend. They've games in hand, and so they're still there, thereabouts as well. But Kilmacrenan and Castlefin is a big one, because Castlefin, you know, games in hand as well. And if they can get a result out of the trip to Kilmacrenan, they're right back in there as well. And Kildrum Tigers are sitting there nice and pretty as well in second spot. And it's very, very tight. You know, the Kilmacrenan and Kildrum, obviously, were the teams to beat. And one thing I would say there is Kildrum Tigers, I mean, if you look at their goals against, they've only conceded 2 goals all season. So they're you know, going well too, as are Kilmacrenan, yeah.
Yeah. Moving into Division 1, the leaders are St Catharines. They've got a home tie against Milford United. But there's a couple of real tasty derbies. So there is, and probably they're the two standout ties of the weekend right across the board in the Donegal Junior League. Fannet United hosting Swilly Rovers, and Rathmullen Celtic hosting Kerrykeel 71. Down that part of the county, they don't get much bigger, do they, Nigel?
Oh, I don't think so, no. You know, I'd say the fixture secretary was rubbing her hands when she seen these popping up in the one weekend. You know, it's fantastic for that whole area down there, these local derbies. And it's just the way things have panned out this year, that there's a lot of teams from down around the Milford Fannet area in that Division 1, and there's a massive battle. I mean, St Catharines are leading at the minute, but I mean, you have the Kerrykeel, Fannet and Rathmullen chomping at the bit behind them, you know. And there's only 3 points between the top five teams in that division. So Fannet, Swilly, traditionally, okay, Swilly mightn't be going as well, but they'll not need any motivation going to Tyrone on Sunday. And likewise, Rathmullen and Kerrykeel's a tasty derby as well. So it'll make for fantastic football, and I'm sure they'll be glad to get back down there with these type of fixtures at the weekend.
And just on Kerrykeel 71, one of the stalwarts of the Donegal Junior League and founding member, John Joe McAteer, passed towards the end of 2021, and this will be a first game back for Kerrykeel without him. So it will, Nigel.
Oh, yeah, it's massive. It's a massive loss to Kerrykeel, the whole area down there. John Joe wasn't just a Kerrykeel man. He was, the whole area down there. He was a football man in Donegal, highly respected, fantastic character. And, I mean, the work he'd done with Kerrykeel, and even the work he'd done involved in the Donegal League executive in the earlier days as well, you know, he's renowned all over the place, and a massive loss to not only to Peggy and everybody in Kerrykeel and the McAteer family, a massive loss to everybody in the Donegal League as well, because John Joe was one of our characters. John Joe was one of the, you know, the bedrocks of the Donegal League when we were founded over 50 years ago. And, you know, losing people like that has a massive effect in the league, and we sorely missed, and condolences with the family, Peggy and everybody, all the McAteer family down there. Massive loss.
Yeah, it'll be an emotional time as football returns for the first time without John Joe McAteer. Moving on to Division 2, Letterkenny Rovers have a substantial lead, Nigel, at the top of the table by 9 points or so. It's up to the chasing pack to try and close them down, but nothing really stand out, sort of the top against the bottom sides over the course of the weekend. Letterkenny Rovers, of course, in cup action. And we can't forget about the boys who play the Saturday football, and likewise there's some very interesting ties there as well. Standout game possibly in Division 1, Capri Rovers Reserves hosting Glencairn Celtic, and Old Town's got a tough one as well against Cager Rovers.
Yeah, the Saturday Division 1's a tight one as well, because Donegal Town are the defending champions, are up there at the top again, but the two Letterkenny teams, Glencairn and Old Town, with games in hand, it will have a big say in where this title goes as well. And like I said, I wouldn't write Capri off yet either, because they're game in hand, and you know, if they can get something out of this weekend's fixture, against Glencairn, they'll be feeling that themselves are right back in the mix as well. So it's good. It's an exciting Division 1 this year.
Yeah, and just as exciting as well as Division 2, Milton Mariners are the team leading the way by just a single point. And Louis have a game in hand, so things very much just as tight at the top there as well.
It's tight at the top, yeah. Delighted for Mariners. This is their first season back with us after a number of years' absence. And, I mean, they've come out of the traps flying out of their 10 games. They've scored a lot of goals, and they're leading the way there in Division 1. Although Dunluce do still have the game in hand there, you know. Coppany are going really well this year too. They'll feel that they'll have a say in that division as well. So, the likes of, you know, Mariners and Dunluce have tricky away games this weekend. They wouldn't want to slip up, because it opens the door for those around them. So again, anything from the top five or six teams in that division are still very much in contention.
Finally then, Nigel, obviously the Donegal League celebrating 50th anniversary this year, and obviously it's a strange year given the way it's progressed over the last 12 to 24 months, given the COVID situation. But I know you boys are working hard and trying to get an event organised come early March to mark the 50th.
Yeah, we are. The last year was kind of a strange year. It was hard to plan and do anything, and you know, everything that was going on, it was just nearly impossible to plan. But we have been working away behind the scenes, and we've kind of chosen the weekend of the 4th, the 5th and the 6th of March 2022 as maybe some the weekend where we could do some kind of a launch and programme of events down around Ballyar, because even though the league was formed in 1971, the first league management meeting was elected in November 1971, the league itself proper didn't start until the beginning of March, so that would correspond with 50 years on from the first games being played in the Donegal League. So hopefully we can organise, we might try and get one or two of the cup semi-finals or something played in Ballyar, the launch a little book or something that weekend as well, and have a couple of functions there, you know, over that weekend, just to mark the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the Donegal League. Yeah.
What's it been like out and about, and what sort of response has there been from soccer and football people, Nigel, that I'm sure that you've met along the way when football was being played, and talking about the 50th anniversary and reminiscing in old times?
Oh, it's been very, very good. It's been very, very good. Everybody's kind of talking about, okay, some clubs all played, and even some of the clubs that played that weekend are all kind of scouring the papers to see who scored the first goal in the Donegal League at the time, and all those kind of little bits of information we hope to be able to, you know, put in print as well, and just preserve them for the clubs. And it's funny that a lot of the clubs that were involved, founder members of the league way back 50 years ago, and we're glad to say that they're back on board again. The Fannets and the Swillies, the Letterkenny Rovers, the Edore Celtics, all these clubs are back playing in the Donegal League as well, so it'll be great for them as well. And I'm sure a lot of clubs around the county as well are celebrating 50 years this year too, so hopefully, you know, all clubs can do something in their own locality as well to mark the occasion as well, because it's a testament to everybody involved in those clubs that were able to keep them going for 50 years, and some of them longer, you know, so makes for good celebration hopefully all year.
Yeah, it's a great milestone to hit in 50 years. Listen, Nigel, many thanks for joining us. I'm sure we'll be speaking a lot more on the 50th anniversary closer to the time. Enjoy the football this weekend. Thanks for joining us as always.
Pleasure. Thanks, Oshin.